Grandad, he was the pig sticker. He was known as Old Joe Downing, the pig sticker. And Grandma would hold a pig on its bottom between her legs and hold him by his front paws. And Grandad would stick him. Now, I know what a pig sticker looked like because it was still in the cottage when we moved in. And he'd kill the pig. And then Grandma would hold it while it bled.
And,
yeah. And but they never wasted anything. That was all used, because I mean that went in to make black pudding and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was all gutted and cleaned out, Grandma would catch hold of him by his hind legs on her shoulders, and she'd walk into town. And from the Volunteers to Newbury was how many miles?
3 or 4.
Gosh.
With a pig on her shoulder.
With a pig on her back.
Yeah.
I should have said.
Yeah. And I mean, his head would probably have been banging on the floor because she was she was 4 foot 10.
But she could have got killed in Newbury. Because they killed him in Newbury.
Well, they could have run him in, yeah, but then yeah. That would have cost, wouldn't it? Grandad did his own. People had stopped having cows then as a milch cow, didn't they?
Although my father said that when their cows wandered, now I don't know if it's from that cottage, they used to take them down Pile Hill to pound cottages, and that's why it's called Pound Cottages, because the pound in the bottom of the pile is where they took the cows to if they wandered. And he said, him and his sister used to have to walk all the way down there and pay a shilling to get it back.
There's a pound down in Thatcham, isn't there?
Well, no, these are pound cottages. At
Pound Lane too.
Lane.
No, yeah. Down at the bottom of Pile Hill.
Paying a shilling to whom, Monica?
Pardon?
Who would they have paid the shilling to?
Well, the people who lived in the cottages.
And I suppose Toller or Baxendale would have
eventually
found their way into his pocket,
I expect.
Most things did.
Definitely.